Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today's account in Bajan History might make one think that Bajans and public transport hasn't changed in 76 years. On June 1, 1950, dozens of bus drivers and conductors gathered outside the old Empire Theatre in Bridgetown. They weren't there for a movie premiere. They had come to hear a stern lecture from the island's Commissioner of Police, Colonel Artie Michelin. And according to reports from the Barbados Advocate, the Commissioner did not mince words. Back then, every bus driver and conductor had to renew their licenses annually. Before renewal day, Colonel Michelin called them together for what today we might describe as a serious intervention. His message was simple. Barbados deserved a public transport service people could trust. He told the drivers and conductors that passengers had every right to expect buses that were safe, clean, and professionally operated. He reminded them that the police and transport authorities inspected the vehicles, checked the brakes and tires, and licensed drivers only after testing their competence. But then, the colonel introduced a fictional passenger he called Mr. X. Mr. X, he said, boarded a bus every day from Oystings. Instead of comfort and safety, he found orange peels and banana skins scattered on the floor. The conductor appeared untidy and rude. Too many passengers were squeezed into seats already overcrowded. And when Mr. X complained, he got insulted. Then came the driving. The commissioner described buses careering around corners, speeding downhill, overtaking dangerously, and frightening passengers so badly they wondered whether they'd reach work safely or the next world. The commissioner divided transport workers into two groups. One group he called Messrs. Wise, the other Messrs. Foolish. The Wise team kept their buses clean, treated passengers politely, avoided overloading, and drove responsibly. The Foolish team? Reckless, disrespectful, careless, and dangerous. And Colonel Michelin warned them plainly, choose which team you belonged to. The lecture became even more serious when he revealed that 19 people had died in road accidents in Barbados the previous year. You are the man behind the wheel, he told drivers. It is in your power to avert or court disorder. He urged drivers to practice what he called road manners. He warned against overtaking at junctions, speeding downhill, parking dangerously, and ignoring warning signs. Drivers were told not to smoke while driving, not to insult passengers, and always wear their badges and proper uniforms. Conductors got their warning too. No abusive language, no overcrowding buses, no allowing disorderly behavior. And then the real shocker came. Colonel Michelin announced that 10 conductors applying for license renewal the very next day would be refused. Not fined, refused. He also warned repeat offenders that they could be suspended completely from the profession. Barbados in 1950 was already wrestling with issues that still sound familiar in 2026. Road safety, overcrowding, customer service, and respect for passengers. But perhaps the most interesting thing about this story is the vision behind it. The commissioner wasn't simply threatening punishment. He was calling for professionalism. He wanted public transport workers to see themselves as essential to national pride and public safety. And maybe that old 1950 speech still asks a relevant question today. When it comes to public service, whether on the road or in an office or online, are we choosing to be Messrs. Wise? Are Messrs. Foolish?
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.